Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are cracking open Chapter 63 of Dungeons & Drams, Hyde and Zeke. And honestly, this chapter has everything.
It really does. We go from psychological horror to buddy comedy, then right into a heist movie, all in about 10 minutes of game time. But we have to start with that opening scene.
Oh, absolutely. The dream sequence. Doug Woolwine wakes up, but not really. He's viewing the world through the eyes of a dragon.
And this isn't just a scenic flight. He witnesses Manshoon, the big bad archwizard, holding court, and he is not happy.
Not happy is an understatement. He's interrogating Nerth and Scath. Remember them? The Zentarim and the tiefling mercenary who've been failing to catch Sandy's gang for basically the whole campaign.
They are giving the classic henchman excuses. Oh, they tricked us. They went to East Haven. They vanished. Manshoon just isn't having it.
Cold as ice, Manshoon says, dispose of them. And then Doug feels the heat. Literally, he breathes fire as the dragon and incinerates them. It's a brutal way to start the session, basically confirming two recurring villains are dead, just like that.
It really raises the stakes. Manshoon doesn't tolerate failure. And it also highlights this terrifying connection Doug has with his draconic lineage. He's not just watching, he's feeling the primal power of the kill.
Shaking off that nightmare, the party wakes up in Aethryn. It's dawn, or whatever passes for dawn in a fallen city under a glacier, and Herax is immediately tinkering with the abracadabra's chest.
I love the abracadabras. It's supposed to be this high magic conjuring device, but because the weave is broken, it's basically a magical vending machine for rotisserie chicken and stink bombs.
Priorities, right? But the mood shifts when Tookie's shield guardian amulet goes off. They step outside and run into... what are they, exactly?
Nothics. Creepy, one-eyed, bipedal aberrations. They're cursed wizards who sought forbidden knowledge and lost their humanity. And these guys, they're talking in full golem mode.
They keep calling the party precious. It's unsettling. They start trading information for that magical chicken Herax made. A fair fare for fair fare, as they put it.
The wordplay here was excellent. The Nothics are speaking in riddles, mentioning leg of Jeff while waving a severed arm. And this is where the comedy turns into a horror reveal.
Right, because Tookie recognizes the arrow sticking out of that severed leg. It's a black fletched arrow. Zaraj the Hunter, the Zentarim assassin. We haven't seen him in ages, but apparently he's been there the whole time.
This is the Hyde part of Hyde and Zeke. The Nothics reveal that Zaraj is essentially hunting them. He's walking parallel to them.
The ethereal plane. We knew from the backstory that the Doom Raiders were brewing potions of etherealness. This guy has been walking through walls, invisible, watching them sleep, watching them eat, just waiting for the moment to strike.
That is so incredibly stressful. The idea that an assassin is in the ghost realm right next to you, Tookie rightfully freaks out.
But classic D&D players, they don't fight the monsters exposing this. They hire them. They bribe a Nothic named Zeke with chicken to be their ethereal security camera.
Whatever works. So Zeke points them toward the library, saying the assassin might be there. This leads us to the library scene, which felt like a chaotic episode of Scooby-Doo.
Total chaos. Herax tosses the dryad's acorn into a dead grove on the way. Nice character moment there, keeping his oath. But then they get to the library. Herax sends in Binger, his celestial battle cat. Tookie throws a literal badger from his bag of tricks to cause a distraction. And inside they find a jackal-headed fox guy?
Scriven Scry. He seems to be some kind of Arcanoloth or Yugoloth, maybe. He's desperately looking for books, and the interaction is hilarious because he assumes the giant celestial cat is the librarian.
And Binger just nods. He just goes along with it. Are you the librarian? Nod. Can you help me find the books of keeping? Nod. And he leads the villain away.
Brilliant improv. But while the fox is distracted, we see the saddest thing in the chapter. The assistant, the white, eyeless penguin, just shuffling around, dragging a cart of books. It's so bizarre.
Herax knocks over a book, the penguin waddles over, and instead of attacking, it slips a note into the paladin's armor.
Two words. help me.
Chills. Instant switch from look at the funny badger to we need to save this penguin immediately.
Hirax's response was immediate too. He turns to Tookie and just says, get the bag.
I love that. We aren't negotiating. We are kidnapping this penguin for its own safety. It perfectly sums up the party's chaotic good energy.
So, looking ahead, we have a furious arch wizard dreaming of murder, an invisible assassin stalking the party from the ghost realm, and a fox demon looking for powerful books in the library, and the party is focused on saving a penguin.
As they should be. Honestly, Ethryn is living up to the hype. It's weird, it's deadly, and nothing is what it seems. I can't wait to see if Zeke the Nothic actually helps them, or if he just wants more chicken.
We'll have to find out next week. Until then, check your corners and watch out for the ethereal plane.